Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Barb Duder with the Rape Victims Advocacy Program about resources that are available locally for survivors of sexual abuse. This is part one of a two-part interview. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and you work here locally helping victims and survivors of sexual assault. Can you explain what your role is here in the community?
Well, I am the Rural Sexual Assault Response Team Coordinator. So I work with our County Attorney John Gish, with Washington Police Department investigator, and with the Washington County Sheriff's Office investigator. I also work with the hospital here in Washington to provide client-centered, trauma-focused care to our victims and survivors of sexual violence.
And it is something that happens here in Washington County.
It is something that happens here in Washington County. Our advocate here, Deanna Hansen, she actually does direct client servicing. So she does one-on-one care with victims and survivors. She provides care for their families. We offer counseling that's absolutely free and confidential and through Rape Victim Advocacy Program.
And with this, who does the program serve?
The program serves anyone in Washington County. So it doesn't matter if the incident of sexual violence was 5 minutes ago or 50 years ago, we can still provide care. We work with children and adults. We work with the elderly. We work with their families because there's often what we call secondary survivors. And a secondary survivor is the person who was not the primary survivor, but they are also impacted by sexual violence. So the parent of a child that is the survivor of sexual violence, the partner of a survivor of sexual violence.
And all of this is done confidentially.
We are 100% confidential. We are what's known in the state of Iowa as permissive reporters, which means we do not share any information with anyone unless we have the direct permission of the survivor.
And sexual violence is more than just rape.
It is. We have what's known as an umbrella of sexual violence. It's things that fall under it. So that would include rape and attempted rape. That also includes sexual harassment, stalking, human trafficking, incest, child sexual abuse, dating violence.
And this month is to raise awareness about sexual abuse and assault. What are some red flags that people should keep an eye out for within a relationship?
Red flags kind of vary from situation to situation and person to person. Of course, it's different in adults than it is in children. In children, you may see things like not wanting to be around a specific person, not wanting to leave the house, bedwetting, damage to their underclothing. One of the most hard to detect signs in children is they're the perfect child. They never do anything wrong. And sometimes that's hard to catch, especially if the assault occurred when they were very young. Did you just get lucky with a really perfect child, or is something going on? Sexual assault rarely causes physical injuries because the number one weapon used in sexual violence is trust. So most people know the person who harms them. And with trust being the number one weapon, there aren't necessarily physical injuries. So understanding that there may not be any signs that someone you love and care about is a survivor of sexual violence. One of the most important things is just to know that when they come to you and they say something has happened, that you reassure them, I believe you, and this is not your fault. and then reach out to resources like RVAP.
And what are the best ways for people to reach out?
One of the best ways to reach out is just to reach out to Deanna Hansen. She is the advocate here. Her cell phone number is 319-541-2059. You can also call the crisis line. The crisis line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that number is 1-800-228-1625.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Barb Duder with the Rape Victims Advocacy Program talking about resources that are available locally. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.